All righty, here's the deal. The British are looking for a replacement for Theresa May, as you know, as prime minister. And what's unusual about it is that there are two people left in the race now. Jeremy Hunt and Boris Johnson. Boris expected to come out on top. And what did they do? Go try to find a guy that had the hair most like Donald Trump? I mean, this guy's got this wild yellow hair, too. Whatever. We're going live to London, England now. Mick the Brit on the line to discuss the new prime minister, Brexit, all of it. Haven't checked in with Mick in some time. Mick, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Steve, and thanks for having me along there with yourselves there.
Always a pleasure. So we've got it down to Jeremy Hunt, Boris Johnson. They're the two finalists in the battle to be the head of the Tory political party. It's done a little differently in the UK than it is in the United States, but where are we in this competition? What happens next? Who's going to be the next prime minister?
Well, my opinion is it will certainly be the popular vote is for Boris Johnson, without doubt, because they've had, I guess it would be like your primaries, I think what you call your primaries, the Conservative Party have been conducting these ballots amongst the MPs to whittle it down to the final two. So Boris has been coming in with over 100 votes, a third of the votes from the members there. Now, it's, as you rightly say, it's down to Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt. And so what will happen now, over the next 4 weeks, it will go to the members, the contributors to the Conservative Party. And so we will know in about 4 weeks' time what these members are voting for.
So, Mick, let me just understand this, though. During the whole interim, during this entire process, the interim process, Theresa May remains prime minister, right? If something happens, like, say, Iran and the United States get into a war, and the UK being a top ally, of course, Theresa May would still be making decisions for your country, right?
Yes. Well, yes, she would certainly be doing that, yes.
So let me ask you about this.
We are in the unusual situation here, but yes, that would be the case.
All right, so let me ask you this. Donald Trump came to the UK here just recently, met with the Queen, looked like he had just a wonderful time, met with the royal family, did several appearances and enjoyed his time in the UK, I think it's safe to say. But he was attacked on his way in by the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, criticized by some. They flew the big balloon around that looked like Trump is a baby and other nonsense. And some on that side of the pond would have you believe that Donald Trump is hated in the UK. What do you say about that? Is that true?
Yes, that is absolutely true. But let me first speak as a Londoner. Sadiq Khan does not speak for me. And he's got absolutely no right to be involved with the way he's been conducting himself as the mayor of London. After all, he's just the mayor of London. Your president of the United States was invited over by Her Majesty the Queen and Her Majesty's government. And secondly, Sadiq Khan will be up for re-election next May. I don't think he'll be London mayor next year. So, and as for the president, people have been offering their opinion about the president. He's almost he's like a hate figure, but it is the lefty minority, Steve.
Yes,
they're the most vociferous. Using social media, etc.
Well,
they're a minority, Steve.
Sure, okay, and that's fair enough. One of the things that I think was a bellwether, a harbinger of what was to come was Brexit, of course, that came before Donald Trump. So you saw this movement away from the elitists, away from the globalists, if you will, and you in the UK, you voted to leave the European Union. Theresa May has fumbled that several times. One of the reasons she's out, Boris Johnson is going to be in. And Boris Johnson and Donald Trump, I think these two get along pretty well, and I think these two are going to complement each other as far as policies and politics and working together on different important issues. What do you think?
Yes, no, I agree, Steve. And in fact, I think I'm right in saying that actually Boris Johnson is American. I think he was born in New York. So, yes, you're right there, Steve. However, the problem with Brexit we've had here is that although democratically at the referendum, the majority, 52-48%, voted to leave the EU, however, 76% of the members of parliament voted to remain. And that's why we've had this impasse for the last 3 years. The democratic process is not being, of the people, is not being acknowledged here. And they've done everything to filibuster, stop, including Theresa May herself, which is why we're at that impasse and we've gone for they've gone for another leader.
You're exactly right, by the way. You are exactly right. Boris Johnson was born on Manhattan's Upper East Side. So he's a New Yorker just like Donald Trump, you know, and he's got the wild hair going on. Not quite Trumpian hair, but wild hair nonetheless. Do you think that this whole Brexit mess, it's supposed to come to a conclusion finally on Halloween, I believe, October the 31st of this year, well past due, but will it get done and will there be a Brexit exit deal or no deal at all? Or do you even care anymore?
Well, that's it. We're like, get it done already, please. Yeah, we don't care. The treaty, because it's a treaty that we were going to be signed up to, we'd have no say over, even though we'd have things imposed on us, we would not have our freedom to do trade with the rest of the world. So we said no. So, yes, we would rather leave with no deal than a bad deal. Now, Theresa May said that several times, lots of times, and look where we are now. So, yeah, I think Boris Johnson realises he's definitely a lead. He led the Leave campaign. So we're hoping he's not going to be like Theresa May, where she looks me in the eye and says, we're going to leave on this day, and it doesn't happen. We hope it will be on that. Of course we can do deals afterwards, Steve. You know, what's going to be bad for the UK is going to be bad for the EU. You be nice to us, we'll be nice to you.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, but answering to Brussels, you know, I appreciate the British people's decision to vote for Brexit. I would have done the same because your sovereignty was being lost somewhere in the shuffle there, Mick. You know that. Mick the Brit on the line, live from London, England today. And Brexit's on the way. Boris Johnson likely on the way as the Prime Minister. It'll still be another month before he takes the reins of power, I guess. But it's been a busy political season, Mick. I'll give you the last word. Where you think we're going from here?
Well, it's very interesting, especially with this morning's developments with yourselves, Steve. I mean, our attention keeps being dragged in different directions. We're looking down towards the Middle East with yourselves there. As for what happens, yes, Donald Trump gave a very good speech there when he announced to go for the nomination again. So, I think Boris Johnson will be in as Prime Minister. I'm sincerely hoping we would have left the EU by the 31st of October. However, with all the shenanigans that go on in politics, things can change very rapidly.
Yeah, they certainly do change rapidly. Shenanigans, a good word. Mick, I greatly appreciate you being here on a Friday time. You're excused for the day. Go have a pint, my friend. Greatly appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day as well.
You have it. 41 after, Mick the Brit there, live from London. You're listening and watching The Steve Gruber Show. Straight ahead, AOC still under fire for her ridiculous comments about the southern border and concentration camps. Now under fire from NBC News, she is. We'll be right back.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment this local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.